Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
And today's special guest on the Pageantry Podcast is Miss Stormy Bree Henley, Miss Teen USA. Stormy, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is my pleasure and a pleasure of Pageantry Magazine. And again, congratulations on your past win in the Bahamas as Miss Teen USA. And we're going to spend a little bit of time today talking about the year in review, Miss Teen USA coming up here very quickly, and then what your plans are for the future. So if you're ready, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. What were some of your memories from when you competed last year?
Oh, goodness. One of my memories was getting to go outside and how hot and humid it was, but how much fun we had on the Aquaventure. It was so much fun. So we only got to go outside for about 2 hours when I was there.
So again, you spent a lot of time in rehearsals then?
Yeah, the whole entire thing was rehearsals and dinners, and we ate a lot. We ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner all together, so a lot of rehearsing went into it.
Well, since you only had a couple of days out in the Bahamas last year, what are you looking forward to upon your return this time?
Well, I suspect I'll be in a lot of rehearsals again because I'm performing this year, but I'm looking forward to spending about 3 hours outside this time.
In the humidity and the sun.
Yes.
And with us being in Florida, we understand humidity down here, so stay inside as much in the air conditioning as long as you can.
I know.
Now, a lot of people, you know, they visit the Miss Teen USA website, and we all notice that you have a video blog. Can you tell us about some of the things that you blog about?
Well, I'm really goofy when I do my video blogs because it gives me the chance to just kind of be myself and show off my silly side. I talk about some of the red carpets I go to and the events I go to and some of the charities I work with and just kind of what happens day to day in my life.
And where can they find your blog? The address to the website is?
It's MissTeenUSA.com.
Excellent. One of your goals was to become an actress. Have you received any training as Miss Teen USA?
I have. As Miss Teen USA, I won a $100,000 scholarship to go to the New York Film Academy for acting. And I've received a lot of training all year. It's been Meisner training and improv and just mostly courses like that. And I might be an actress, but I think I'm leaning towards country music now.
Ooh, as a singer?
Yes.
Now, have you received any training as a singer, as a vocalist?
I've always been in talent shows my whole life. I won a Dollywood competition when I was about 12 years old, and I recorded a little bit in a studio, but I recorded my song for Miss Teen USA, the backtrack, and I put vocals on it, so when I'm done, I can give a couple demos out.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Now, of course, this has been a whirlwind year. What have been some of the highlights that you can look back upon and say, I can never forget this?
I was sent to a race for a charity called YAI. It's not one of my charities, but it was an awesome event. It was so much fun. It was so involved, and it's helping mentally challenged people. When I was growing up, I've always worked with special ed. I took like 8 classes in high school so I'd be able to mentor. And this charity deals with mentally challenged, and it also deals with what they do after they graduate from high school, because in Tennessee, you're only allowed to go to high school until you're 22, and if you're in the special ed program. Mm-hmm. And it was really sad watching my students leave and not have anywhere to go afterwards, and they would sit in homes with people who would take care of them but wouldn't jog their minds. So YAI gives them like events to go to and fun stuff to do and people to hang out with. So it was a great event and really, really fulfilling.
Mm. Well, congratulations, and you should be commended, as I know you have been. And speaking of events, Miss Teen USA is a glamorous, glamorous title.
Oh, it is.
What are some of the red carpet events you've attended?
I went to the Best Buddies Gala in Miami, and that was a really fun red carpet. I was with Bern Troyer on the red carpet, which he is amazing. I've been to the Project Sunshine event, and at Project Sunshine, I think I met John Lennon at that event. Not John Lennon, shoot. John Legend, sorry. And he was awesome, so nice. And I met some of the Victoria's Secret Angels, and mm-hmm. I think I went to a red carpet with Alessandra Ambrosio. I think it was a Disney Princess event, and she was one of my life goals. One of my life goals was to meet Alessandra Ambrosio, a Victoria's Secret model, mm-hmm. and I got to meet her, so that was awesome.
And don't forget our red carpet event following the Miss USA pageant in Las Vegas.
Fashion Rocks. That was so much fun.
That was.
And the interviews were really fun too. I don't really like red carpet interviews that much because they're really scary because you're kind of all caught up in the cameras and everything, and then they try to interview you and you're not ready. But that was a really fun interview.
Every time I've seen you, you've done fine.
Thank you.
And speaking of getting in the lights and in the spotlight, you spend a little bit of time in New York City, don't you?
Oh, I do. I live here.
Of course, you have graduated from high school. How much time do you spend in the city?
Well, I have spent the whole entire year now. I live in the dorms for the New York Film Academy, and I don't live in the apartment with the girls, but the dorms are great, and I have a roommate, and I've had about 4 different roommates because they come and go, and... So I spend a lot of time in the city.
And how much time have you been able to spend with your sister title holders?
Not that much lately because they've been really busy. Mm-hmm. And I think I spend the least time with Stefania just because she's always in different countries and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've not spent that much time with Rima yet because she's pretty new and she's doing a lot of interviews. Mm-hmm. But I spent the most time with Kristen. And we would have movie date nights and we would stay in the apartment and eat pizza and... do stuff like that.
And now, you mentioned charitable events before, and of course, you're involved with numerous different charities. How has this affected your perspective on giving back to our communities?
Well, I think it's really fulfilling. You don't feel like you're just being selfish and working a job just to get yourself somewhere. It's like, hey, you have this title, and you can actually help these people just by attending events and just by visiting hospitals or visiting classrooms, and it's really fulfilling. It makes your life whole. I don't know how to word it. It really makes you feel good about yourself.
You've worded it perfectly. It makes you whole. It completes you. I think that is a perfect answer. And going forward, what do you think you're going to miss most following the crowning of your successor on July 24th?
Office the most, everybody in the office, because I spend a lot of time in the office. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll miss all of the employees of the Miss Universe organization. Mm-hmm. Because I've gotten really close to a lot of them.
Almost like a family.
Big, huge family. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, we heard that a lot. Of course, we talked about your recording career, what you'd like to do. What do you think on July 25th you're going to be looking forward to most? That'll be the day after the crowning.
Just to kind of start my career in music. Mm-hmm. Because I don't get to focus on it that much right now. Mm-hmm. I write in my spare time when I'm sitting in my room and I have nothing else to do. But I think it'll be just sitting at home and writing music and then being able to get to a recording studio and record and work with people. And I think that's what I'm most excited about. Just getting started.
Now, this can be home in New York or in Tennessee?
In Tennessee. Okay. Nashville, actually.
So you're going back to Nashville. And I have relatives who live in Nashville and Brentwood. Beautiful area there.
Brentwood is gorgeous.
When the next Miss Teen USA is announced, what do you think will be your first words of advice to her?
Hold on.
Hold on?
That'll be my first word. It is a tough job. I think I'll tell her that. It's a really hard job. And yes, you're furthering your future, but it's really not about you. It's mm-hmm. about your job, and it's about representing the organization, and it's about doing your work, and in the meantime, getting somewhere.
And of course, as Miss Teen USA, you have a very high profile with teens across the country. Any parting thoughts?
Take it seriously. Whoever the next girl is, really take it seriously, and this is 1 year of your life that you can dedicate to something higher than just a career. It's, you really are a role model to all the girls out there your age, even little boys, they'll look up to you. So set a good example, and don't take it lightly that you're such a role model.
Excellent. And we appreciate your time today. We appreciate the time calling in. We're looking forward to getting this out on the Pageantry Podcast, but more importantly, getting it into print also for you. And today, our guest has been Miss Stormy Bree Henley on the Pageantry Podcast.